full court press when it comes to these trending topics. Keep it short like Clay Palmer, see me get it popping. Comments is ain't common and neither is our opinions. Take a listen to my views to see if you vibe with them. Fresh up on the scene when you're new, it's crazy. Anything can happen, there's nothing that's off limits. Find out what the hottest tea is today. It's a social smackdown with yay and nay.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's my yay.
And it's Nay. We're back. What's good?
And I know it's been a minute.
Oh, no,
a good minute.
Great minute.
You know, life happens. You know, being in your 20s, y'all know how it is.
I just cracked my knuckles over my mic. What is wrong with me?
Snap, crackle, pop.
Rice Krispies.
I'm crying. First and foremost, all I want to say is, two rings, not one, not two.
I'll hold you this pen.
And then,
sweet.
Oh, don't do
sweet.
It.
Sweet.
Oh my God.
Why did I dance like they could see me? Could y'all not? Okay.
That's crazy though. Like, I didn't predict, you know, a sweep. Okay, y'all. If you're a LeBron fan, I'm sorry, but I got to say it. I low-key think he hurt his hand yesterday. I don't think he went into game one.
He for sure did not.
He hurt his hand yesterday.
Because he was for sure dunking and, you know, doing everything else.
He so. Broke it yesterday. It's not consistent with being hurt game one. Exactly. Especially as ball, he was still balling, still making them, ain't no way. No way. But I'm happy because my man got his second ring, second finals MVP. I'm lit. If you want to debate me, follow me on Instagram. What's my name on Instagram? _Maya, MIYAI. That's all I'm going to give y'all because I don't really be on nothing else. And Twitter, So, we got multiple topics. Really, I guess the biggest, like, topic would be, like, an unpopular opinion is just, like, spread out throughout, you know, different subtopics. But we just about to have, like, one main thing. I'm going to, you know, throw it to Nay. She going to introduce her
little thing. Okay, so I was on Twitter scrolling. I saw this young lady tweet my unpopular opinion, which says, I am not a wife until I am a wife. Do not expect me to have multiple kids, shack with you, be your ride or die without you making a commitment to me. That's like working a job for free. Sorry, babe, that's not the type of community service I do.
Basically, okay. What she's saying is she ain't giving no right privileges unless she got two rings, you know, the engagement and a wedding ring. That's all. Go ahead. You gonna elaborate on it, though?
Okay. First of all, as a believer, y'all already know, like, that's who I'm rocking with, Big G. You know, I believe in the Bible and all that. And the Bible says he who finds a wife.
Not he who finds a
woman and then makes her a wife. So it's like,
I'm already
a wife before you marry me, period. So it's like,
not a question mark, bro. Right. She said, period.
In this state I'm in right now, I am a wife in progress, meaning that I am building up my skills and honing in on what a wife is supposed to do. And so it's like that title is already given to me. No man can give or take that away from me, period. So that's where I disagree with her on like her little unpopular opinion. I read it. I was like, yeah, that's unpopular for sure with me. But I do kind of get where she's coming from, meaning like she's not going to do above and beyond, you know, in a simple little whatever relationship. I can understand that aspect of, like, of course I'm not having no kids with nobody or, you know, living with nobody before I'm married, you know, God willing and Naomi behaving properly. But it's like, I can, like I said, I can understand not doing certain things, but, you know, a guy commented on there, he was like, how are we supposed to know you wife and material if you're not doing, like, showing me any wife qualities? And it's just like, to an extent, you can, like, you know, you can cook a meal here or there, you know, maybe assist with something. But
she know all about that.
Okay. What type of laugh was
that? Okay, we not though. We're not gonna throw our business all on her. Throw no names.
You know what? It don't matter. We're not gonna say no names or nothing. But I like to cook. I like to eat.
But she got her limits too.
And I know how to cook. And you know, it's sometimes where I'll be like, you know what? Why I spend money at a restaurant and I know how to make that, or I can make it, like the recipe's right here, I'll cook it, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'll do certain things like that. I'll even assist with laundry. I know most dudes do not do their laundry, and it's just like,
don't know how to mix your colors from your whites. I don't know if you do that. I mix my clothes.
You mean separate?
Yeah. Wow.
Because you must definitely
just, I did the whole opposite. Y'all know what I meant.
I separate like fabric type.
You know, I mean, like, that's something. Like, some people that throw their whites super, and, I mean, all of that together, and then they have a dingy whites and be mad.
It's just, you know what? I wear my white stuff like 3 times and I get that's rid of different. It anyway. Yeah. You know, yeah. I replace it. So I don't even care to separate it. I used to, but I don't do that no more.
Yeah, whites get dingy too fast.
Yeah. So I just always buy backups. But yeah, you know, it's like little things you can do, and it's not like really.
You know, whites get dingy fast.
They do. It's like, I got white t-shirts now. I don't even wear them. Like, those are just, like, throwaway shirts. Yeah. Like, I'm working that shirt or something. Like, I'm not about to wear that for my outfit. Like,
right.
But, yeah, you know, it's like, I feel like where she was coming from, where she was like, I'm not about to do everything that you expect out of a wife. And, for colloquial terms, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. But, don't laugh. You know I don't use those terms.
I know. But we discussed this. If y'all didn't see our first podcast, look at it. Then we had very
you are single until you're married.
If you like it, then you would put a ring on it.
Period.
Point blank. Okay.
Bro, we've been around each other way too long.
Moving along to
the next segment is called You Only Like This on Twitter. The first, I think, like, one thing I always see is how, like, a man say he want, like, a down woman, a good woman, and all this. Like, you see this every day, bro. If you go on your timeline, you're gonna see a dude complaining about how ain't no good women out here, blah, 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 this and that. Then y'all get a good woman, and y'all don't know how to keep her. Like, y'all get scared. Like, I know so many dudes who be, like, scared, and, like, I wasn't ready for all of this, or I'm not ready for all of this. Like, I literally had dudes coming up to me, not come up to me, but, like, tell me, like, you know, after we, like, you know, didn't mess with each other, like, you too good of a woman for me, and, like, I don't think I'm ready for a woman like you. You deserve a husband. But you was tweeting, you want a good husband. Like, what do you want? I can't give you half of me, all of me, or none of me.
Period. I'm trying to stop saying that, but
it goes with everything. Like, ain't no better way to end a statement. How are you in a statement?
Period.
You a grammar, you know, we grammatical police.
You're right.
Like, I just hate seeing that because it, like, makes me so mad. Like, y'all just don't know. Maybe because I'm messing with, like, younger dudes. Not younger, but, like, dudes my age.
Immature.
Just, like, I'm a whole wife, bro. Like,
they're not fully emotionally developed just yet. And I did see an article, like, a while back. Like, they were talking about how Jay-Z was and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, well, you know,
42.
It was like, you know, men don't fully, like, mature until emotionally, like, until, like, they're, like, in their 40s or something like that. I was like, child, I don't got time. Mm-hmm. Like, just no.
Nah.
Maybe it's just, like, I do know what you're saying. It just be, like, a lot of dudes. And, you know, they really just be fishing for attention. Mm-hmm. They'll say certain things like, you,
I'm ready to get married and all. I'm ready to settle. I'm not ready for a weird one.
Mama told me not to sell work.
Same color t-shirt.
No, she didn't say that. I don't think she really cares. I don't know. She probably do. Let me not say that.
Ring.
I think she knows I'm a good one, so. But anyway.
Send me a real one.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Make me sick.
Mama told me that, you know, of course, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Like, that's, you know, that's key. But a way to a woman's heart is through her ears.
Ooh, yes, mama. Yes.
Men know exactly what we want to hear. And they real slick with it. It's like, you know, they get you where you be like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Exactly. Like, some of them is real slick. Like, some of them come at you like a whole nother direction.
Right.
Pointing out grease pockets. And you wish some stuff you've never heard before.
Busted mirror looking like, oh, yo, I
feet, me. I didn't even know I had that.
I know I had dimples, but I didn't know they I had a green low pocket. They
were down low.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
21 years learning something new at the time.
Insider, insider.
Man.
But for real, it just be
if
like,
you watching this, I'll play.
Yeah. What's up, Rob?
Well, on a tunnel vision.
Okay, okay. Reel it in, reel it in, reel it in, reel it in. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
How to act, how to act.
Oh!
Anyways.
We can't stay a little way too long anymore, because we just...
Bro, don't how to act.
It's like we've been talking, but it's just like we haven't...
Real talk. We're going to be having real talk right now. This is us being serious, y'all, believe it or not. If we get any more serious than this, we like arguing. So
for real,
like I don't.
We gotta laugh, otherwise we'd be like, okay, exactly. really.
And another thing I want to point out, because like, I know me and like Nate, we be on the same page most of the time. Y'all might witness like us going back and forth once or twice. I don't know. I feel like for the most part we share like the same views, but like we not gonna always have the same unpopular opinions. Cause somebody said that it was like y'all just was. I'm like, look, they thought it was like premeditated or like pre thought out, like our podcast. I'm like, it low key just happened. Little disclaimer, but Lord, I lost my whole. Oh, my dudes being smooth, you know, they words know how to like. I feel like a lot of dudes talk a good game,
but they can't back it up.
Back it up. Another thing I see on Twitter a lot that like. It's only on Twitter. It just, dudes just, y'all just,
Oh, okay. How do you feel about this whole if you want thing?
What you mean? Oh, I seen that. It was like come see me if you want.
Come over, whatever. I'm about to come over.
You want me to come over?
If you want. How do you feel about that?
I low-key feel like, personally, if I hit up a dude I'm messing with, like, do you want me to come over? He's like, if you want. I low-key be irritated because I feel like it would kind of, I feel like he wouldn't want me there for real. Because I feel like if somebody really wants you there, he'd be like, yeah, come through. I want to see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it could come with, like, communication and, like, how vocal they are. But I wouldn't even come. I'm like, all right, babe, I don't want to no more. Like, I don't know. This is me. Like,
guess what I just did? I knew we would disagree on this. This is exactly why I brought it up. I am on the opposing side. How I talked with certain other friends, I consider myself 60-40, which is 60%. Male and like 40% female.
That's why I come to her with all my advice, y'all.
My 60% is like, bro, if I say if you want, that means I'm leaving it up to you. So for me to say if you want means I want you to come over, and if you want to, I'm cool with it. But if you don't want to, I'm gonna have to be cool with it. It's not like a, because if you say like, yeah, like, oh yeah, come through, da 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 da, then if you don't, then it's gonna be like, I'm gonna be super disappointed. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just like leaving that option open to you. It's like, I'm not forcing you to come. So it's just like, of course I know you, I get both sides, but like me, it's just, I like options as well. So it's just like, if a dude say if you want, then I'd be like, all right. Because most of the time when that happens, like I've had, you know, different interactions with dudes, and they're like, if you want to, and I'd be like, all right, cool, I'm on my way. They'd be like, hey, I can't wait for you to get there. So it'd just be like, y'all tripping and stopping at the if you want.
I feel like...
Hit him with the on my way, and he gonna be like, all right, babe, like, I'm waiting for you. Like,
honestly,
okay, cool.
Another thing that, like, kind of irritated me with that whole, like, thing, I feel like it differs on an individual basis, too, and, like, the person you're dealing with and the person you are. Because, like, if I hit somebody with, like, if you want, that, because I've been thinking of it like, my perspective. Like, I say that when I really don't want to be bothered through, but I ain't trying to be mean. Like, you can come if you want to, but in time I'm like, but if you don't come, I'm not going to be mad. Like, I'm not going to care. But it's, like, because if I want you to come, I'm like, yeah, come through. Like, I don't know, I feel like it differs from, like, person to person, so, like.
That's true as well, but.
Like, right here, this is a perfect example. Like, the way I think and you think it's cool. I don't know, like I said, I guess it's, like. Cause we got different communication like languages too.
It's like, that's a big thing. I'm a chill person, so if I tell anybody like if you want, it means I'm a chill either way.
Right.
So it's just like
I'm a chill person too, to a certain degree, but it's like I feel like you more blunt than I am. Like you're very blunt. I'm more on the nicer side, so it's like I'm not about to just be like no. You would be like no.
That's the thought I just lost. I was about to say that it's like I am very honest. Like I'm gonna tell you what I want regardless. And if I don't want you to come over, I'm going to say no. So, it's just like, if I give you any other answer than no, then that means, like, come through.
Right.
Like, sometimes I won't, like, I'm very honest and upfront, but sometimes I'm not always straightforward.
Right.
You know? But, I don't know. I just, Some people are sensitive. Get on my nerves. It's just like, bro, like, either you want to come over or you don't. But the argument can still go, either you want me to come over or you don't. But it's just like, I don't know. It's weird. But I had a feeling we was going to disagree. That's exactly why I brought it up. I was like, she going to be on
this side. That's what I said. I feel like a lot of things, like, we do, we disagree. I mean, I feel like we be, like, 80-20. Like, every time we be on the same page, 20% of the time we be, like, completely different.
But the thing is, though, that I think we've mastered, though, is the agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Like, we don't look at, like, arguing about it. Like, bro, how? You know what I'm saying?
Like, no! If he wants me to come over,
he better say, yes, come through. Like, no, we not.
I think we've mastered that. A lot of people say that. They're like, let's just agree to disagree. Exactly. But they still be arguing. Exactly. No, you're not respecting my opinion.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. It's an opinion. It's not fact. So, it don't matter. I don't be in my feelings. You know what? I used to say that. I feel like that's what got me in trouble. Because I'm like, what's feelings? I don't know what feelings. I don't have those. And now I'm being shown what feelings are, and it's hitting me really hard.
Oh, it's a few more. But when you just said that. So, do you feel like... I know you feel like this, because we had this conversation several times. Okay. I'm not going to make it a question. But, like, females can, like, date freely and, like, shoot their shots and, like, basically, I guess, take on a quote-unquote male role. Like, is that okay? Because society don't make it okay. Like, if a female in a dude's DM, she a hoe, or, like, she, you know, thirsty, or if she messing with multiple dudes, she, like, messing with whole teams and stuff. I almost went on a tangent on that one.
Just let y'all know, I stepped down for a little bit. You know, I'm probably on reserve to be retired. But I used to go by. Listen, I don't know the future and what it holds, so we're just gonna say reserve. But I used to be Big Daddy Nay, you know.
Yeah, last summer, bro, a year ago.
No, all up from last summer and beyond, yeah. Like previous. And I didn't give that name to myself. It was earned. It was given. So, I'm going to leave it at that.
I don't see another one with a female dating freely, obviously. And, like, to be honest, I feel like I just got this mindset, like...
This year?
Like, a month ago, 2 months ago.
Because she for sure used to stick her nose up at me. I'm like,
girl, pick one. But
she's
now I'm like,
how you got a whole rotation? So now she's like,
I'm young. Wild and free, like, it is what it is.
If I text you, I might text him.
Right. If I'm not texting you back, just don't double text. Something going on right here. I'm playing. No.
His conversation was more interesting.
I'm out right now. I'm gonna call you back later.
Hey man, this dice game hit. Chill. I'm with the bro.
Chill. Like one acting up, you know me be tripping. You like, all right, bet.
Cool.
Call Billy. I ain't say Tyrone this time. I started to. But
I got options.
Oh, dang. I lost. I forgot. I had so much other ones. I just forgot them, though. You got any more?
Low-key, not really.
I low-key had some. I dropped it, bro. I thought you were about to say it. Pick it up.
It's not the same. I only do it when you lose your train of thought. I don't do it.
I mean, I basically did.
Because you said drop the, like, low-key drop the ball. So I just was like, oh. How you get a cheeseburger with no cheese?
Bro, we went to Logan's today. I ordered her a whole cheeseburger. She gave my burger. I'm like, did I order a cheeseburger? She was like, yeah. I'm like, ain't no cheese out here, though. She was like,
she expected
it. I'm looking like, bro, I'm telling you, ain't no cheese on my burger. Got a burger, no cheese. Like, oh, wait. I forgot the request we got. The whole, being a Christian in this generation.
As far as what? Just, like, period?
I guess, like, the difficulties and tribulations and, like, is it harder if it's not hard or anything like that.
I would say...
I feel like it's different for, like, different Christians. So, we all in different walks of our spiritual journey.
I'm more of, like, a radical slash rebel slash misfit. So, it's just, like, I'm, like, I have a very different approach when it comes to, like, God. Like, I'm very just, like, kind of free with it. Almost like how our Caucasian sisters and brothers are.
Caucasian sister. I ain't never heard that one before.
So it's just like, that's a difficulty being like in a black church.
Yeah.
And you know, because it's just like, they'll say they understand or they're trying to be more whatever, but they really don't fully get it. That's one obstacle I face with my approach. And then I would say the different influences. on social media and such. Yeah. Like, being able to see, like, all the different, like, the people who believe in, like, universalism and all that different, like, different aspects of spirituality is just, like, it be making sense, but you be like, hold on, don't get pulled. So it's just like some of that stuff I have looked into, and I'm like, that do kind of make sense. But then you have to, like, reel it back in and make sure you're, like, you're not getting dragged into it and stuff. So I would say those are, like, really my difficulties. And then also, I don't want to say convincing people, but really just sharing, like, the word of God and stuff with people. You have to be, like, very careful with your approach because, like, the generations coming up are getting more and more sensitive each year, like, or whatever, however you calculate generations. but they
90s are, babies, 80s babies, 1000 babies, we all
like, you know, everybody's getting more and more sensitive. Everything's a touchy topic, and you have to be so careful not to offend and da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. But I haven't really had too many bad experiences. Like, most people, they be like, what you got to say to me? I'm like, I promise. Well, I don't say I'm different. I don't even tell people. Different. They end up telling me I'm different. Yeah. Like, they be like, dang, you're different than the other Christians.
You're beyond your age and all of that.
And so, I don't believe in religion no more. It's relationship. I don't shove my relationship with God down people's throats. I just, you know, show them the menu. I be like, hey, this the restaurant over here. This was on the menu. You can sit down if you want. I can elaborate, you know. If not, you know, cool. So that's just, like, my whole approach and how I've been going about things as of late. I think that's about it.
I feel like I relate to you to, like, a certain extent. To, like, majority of what you said. But I feel like the biggest, I didn't say biggest difference, but, like, I think me and, like, other people, I don't think I was ever really caught into, like, I guess the quote-unquote worldly, like, things that most people, like, our age care about. Like, I'm 22, she's 21, we 22. And, like, I feel like a lot of people our age, they, like, care about, like partying and all of that. Like, I never was one to care about it. Even before, like, I guess I would say I, you know, deep in my walk with God, like, I never cared about, like, drinking or smoking or partying or, like, you know, having sex and all. Like, I never, like, that was never really, like, my, you know, like, exactly. And I feel like I've always been different in my own right. But I'm not about to act like I'm St. Mary
and Josephine.
Exactly. Like, I'm not, like, a nun. I'm not, like, 100%, like, you know, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Like, I'm not about to sit here and be like, I ain't gonna never do that. Because I would be, like, ball flakes, lying on you, lying to y'all. And, like, one thing we, like, say in our intro, we gonna always keep it real. Like, you know, like, I'm young. And I feel like that is the hardest thing is, like, I guess temptation, if I had to, like, pick one thing. Because I feel like being young is so much we're, like, exposed to and so much we see. Yeah. And it's, like, not always easy saying, like, no. But you just gotta know, like, you gotta know who you are as a person and, like, your beliefs.
Yeah, you gotta be secure in who you are in Christ. And exactly. Yourself.
And if you do, repent. Like, I repent a lot. That tells y'all something right there. Like, I'm not perfect. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm still learning to be the woman he made me to be.
We
like,
all should be, though. Repenting.
Yeah, that, I think the biggest thing is repentance.
Not about the same thing though. Let me clear that up, because I said we should be repenting.
And you got generally me. You got generally me.
That's what I was saying. We should not be repenting about the same and things over and over again. Yeah, exactly. Because if you genuinely, like, are falling to repentance, that means, like, you sincerely have, like, a godly sorrow and you do not want to do it again. So it's just like, you know, you really, that's the coming to your flesh. But we're not here to preach.
We're here to help y'all. Like, if y'all need help with y'all journey, hit us up. Like, go ahead. Throw your Twitter handle out there. No, she real, bro. She, bro. Now, Emily, go ahead. Throw your Twitter
handle. Nah, _ Hoofer. That's on everything, really. Well, not everything. That's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm most active on Twitter right now, so, you know. Well, no, my DMs. I was about to say you can slide in my DMs, but they not
open. No mails. Like, y'all can't slide in on that.
They not open to the public, is what I was
only for, say. Like, you know, requests or, like, you know, help.
But that was cool, though. Whoever sent that request in, shout out to you. You know, I didn't get the request, so I can't
identify. Hey, girl, you know who you is.
Send in more. Like, that's cool, because we haven't been recording, because we don't know what to talk about.
Another thing. I'm talking about somebody that asked this. It was like somebody, like, younger than us. I think, like, they just graduated high school or whatever. And, like, it was a dude, and I feel like it's kind of like, no shade. But it's a little, like, you can tell, like, once I asked you the question, it's like, how do you feel about, like, your friend messing with somebody you messed with in the past?
How long ago in the past?
I didn't get specifics. That's why it depends.
And that's the thing.
Yes.
People, I kind of do not like questions like that when people say, very broad. What would you do if such and such happened? Or, you know, how would you... I don't know because I haven't been in that situation. You know, I can't answer it. And even if I have been in that situation, it's like, I don't know how I'll react the next time.
Right.
So it's just like, I really don't like answering those types of questions. But like,
would you mess with somebody I mess with? You about to be my best friend? No, you know, never mind. My history a little different.
I would say even with you and I, we mess, like...
First and foremost, we got different tastes completely.
That's what I was about to say. So, it's like, when our tastes don't even appeal to each other.
Yeah.
It's like, so, I don't even think we would cross that avenue or bridge, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
I kind of feel like what you said, it depends on, like, the length of time. And the only thing that it depends on, if feelings was involved. Because I'm not gonna lie, like, me and, like, one of my closest friends, we dealt with, like, the same guy, but it was different. Because literally, I talked to him for, like, a week. And I never developed feelings. It take me, like, literally 3 to 6 months to catch feelings. Like, I'm not like an emotionally attached person. But when I do catch feelings, it'd be like, But anyways, like, it takes me.
Are these business months or regular?
Business months, bro. So I might meet you and make my catch feelings in January. That's just how it is. But like, no, and then it's crazy because like, they still together to this day. They've been together since 10th grade. And like, that was 7 years ago. So it's like, you can be missing on your blessing, worried about like, your girl talk to them. Because like I said, it depends on like the severity. If Philly was the best,
if you're about it, just talk to them. Yeah. Like, you know, if you're unsure, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm always promote honesty and mm-hmm. being upfront. Like, just say something. Like, what's the worst? They're going to say no.
Exactly.
And then, even then, they're not in control of your life.
Right.
It's like, okay, they get upset, but at the end of the day, like, it is what it is.
Y'all be missing on y'all blessings, bro.
I was like, now if God leads me to somebody that she was with, which I highly doubt.
I highly doubt that, too.
Because
I
want to
be like...
You said what?
My trees.
But if, like, a huge if, like, that was to ever happen, then it's like, you know.
I feel like we'd be honest enough to talk about it. You'd be like, Maya, I'm kind of feeling your, like, okay, your dude, so-and-so.
I prayed about this, like, 37 times, bro. In the past hour, God told me don't ask him no more.
Who am I to tell you what God told you? If you feel like that's the one for you, go ahead, so be it. I don't care. And, like, even, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't even say I dealt with friends. But, like, I had dealt with dudes who were, like, associates at the time. But it's, like, the difference is, one of them I never caught feelings for. And, like, the thing about that is, another thing that I really hate is how people tend to judge from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. Like, you would see a girl and a guy together all the time. Y'all automatically assume that they all in love and booed up. Like, I liked him, I guess. 3 to 6 business months, so I can't really say I did. But whatever. It's like, I never really caught feelings for him, but, like, his boy actually did catch feelings for, you know, that was somebody I actually really rocked with. And, like, I feel like, on outside looking at it, might look bad, like, hey, bro, what is she just with old dude? Like, every day they was eating lunch together.
Right.
But it's like, it was never that deep. Like, it might have looked that way, but it wasn't. So, I guess the biggest thing,
tweeted, everybody always got a story, but they ain't even in the table of contents.
Man, and then, like I said, y'all be missing all y'all, like, blessings. And, like, because, like, I have so many, like, I'm in the most humblest way. I'm cool with everybody who I call myself talking to. Like, I never fell out with anybody.
Same.
Like, I can hit any of them up, or they can hit me up. And we can have, like, a normal, decent conversation. Or we can even hang out. Like, I hang out with some of them.
Well,
like, there's no
beef.
I said
the same, but minus one. Same, minus one. It's only one that is still a little,
lingering feelings on one side. But it ain't her side, so
but then the thing too, though, like, as far as, like, if you were to, like, interact with any person that I mess with, I'd be like, okay, have they grown or matured?
Right, exactly.
Because I wouldn't recommend, like, I don't want to say it's no shade, because it kind of is shade, but
palm tree.
But I'm just saying, the guys that I mess with have some maturing to do, as I do as well. And even if it was just the timing that, you know, we had our interaction, whatever, like I said, I would be like, okay, well, what are they like now?
Right.
You know, otherwise I'd be like, bro, do not. Because it's going to be good for right here, and then it's just
going
to fall off.
But here it's going. I feel like this is, like, very, this, like, no shade to you. I know you young, 18, 17, 18. But this is very, like, even though I know people our age will probably think like that, too. But it's, like, that's very petty, in a sense. Out of everything that could be wrong with somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's, and like I said, unless they've invested years and feelings into that person, then, like, you crossing the line. But it's, like... Yeah. That's low-key really
then,
petty.
And then like, especially if, like, if it was, like, a horrible breakup or something. Yeah. If it was very toxic or something to your friend, like, mm-hmm. you really have to consider what that would do to your friend. Because, yeah. like, now you're going to want to talk about that person, or you're going to be around them a lot. And it's just, like, that can be very damaging mm-hmm. to the person just, like, emotionally or whatever. So I would say that would be in consideration. But just as far as somebody from your past... Just find out why they're in the past or why exactly. things didn't work out before you just
assume, like, or you just assume yeah. like, oh, he messed with her, oh, she, my girl messed with him, I can't even do it.
Right.
And you ask your girl, she will tell you what the real deal is. Like, y'all can't be assuming. That is anything. Don't assume. Ask questions. Like, we too old. If you over the age of 18, you especially if you're in your 20s, you should not be assuming nothing based on what you think you saw. Everything and what it seemed.
Excuse me if y'all feel like this is cursing, but. Assuming makes the ass out of you and me.
Period.
Explanation point. Like, so, when you can just ask questions and get some clarity and understanding, like, it's so simple. Like, it takes a couple minutes out of your day, like, just to
and
save you from, like, a lifetime of misery or whatever. Because it's just, like, you could be like, okay, yeah, they mess with each other, but, like, we don't gotta say nothing. And then you find out that person just, like, is, like, super abusive or something. Like, maybe your friend didn't tell you because they weren't sure how to, you know, speak about a mm-hmm. certain thing. And you want to sit up here and be sneaky. And now you caught up in the same situation. It could have been avoided by you just being up front. So... I do.
All I got to tell you, personally, you know who you are. Talk to your mans. And he probably ain't gonna care. If he cared, then it's somebody else for you. Like, she not for you, period. Like,
either that or just, you know, heavily consider it and then figure out the best way to go about it. I was gonna say, you know, talk to God, but everybody not on that. So
right.
I'm not gonna recommend that if that's not your life path. But if it is, then, you know. You consider and weigh out all the options. And
especially
then,
if she, like, if you think she a good woman or whatever. Like, don't miss out on your potential blessing because... Right.
And check your motives and intentions before you proceed.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, just thorough thinking, bro.
Man. I really feel like we've been through so much, we can actually, like, give our input on this now. Because...
It's funny because people didn't call me Mama Nay. Now I really feel like
right.
We'll be here with this. Like, wow. I don't have nothing else. I was scrolling on Twitter to see if I could see something, but I don't see.
I think I got everything. Y'all, for real, like, please send us requests. We're gonna talk about whatever y'all wanted to. Like, we said in our intro. Like, Nay said in our intro. Ain't nothing off limits.
Right.
Like,
anything can happen.
We don't care. We also would, like, I guess we can have, like, guests if y'all want to, like, appear on our podcast. Hit one of us up. Like, once again, my Instagram is _ Maya, MIYAI. I guess I give y'all my Snap. My Snap is MIYAIE. And my Twitter, I ain't tell me on my Twitter, too many A's in it. But... And she said hers was not _ Hooper on everything.
Not Hooper.
So, hit us up, y'all. Hit us up. Like I said, we done. We finished and we done. Two rings!
Okay.